You know, I was asking that question about the very, very wealthy man who was very, very happy in this lifetime. He had all the money that, really and truly, all the money that was needed to make probably 10 families happy. I mean, families happy. Very, very happy with the money. Did not accept that there was a need to have spiritual wealth, and so rejected the invitation and command to give his life to the Lord Jesus, to yield and to let the Lord Jesus live in him and through him according to his will. Then you had the poor man who had nothing going for him as far as financial wealth, but he had great spiritual wealth. The exact opposite of what was happening with the wealthy man. And I was asking, once the wealthy man who had great material wealth but no spiritual wealth died, was he still happy? And the man who had no material wealth but great spiritual wealth, you suppose he experienced any happiness whatsoever in this lifetime? And even more importantly, once he moved into the eternal phase of life, was he happy? Was he blessed? And the best way that I know to give you the answer to that question is to simply share with you the scripture, Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 25. Many of you know about this. The incident that Jesus talked about that was not a parable. He was telling you the way it really is. There was a rich man who was dressed, a rich man, who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, a beggar, covered with sores, and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. The time came when the beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. You notice a difference in description of their departure? The beggar died, and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. Abraham, the father of those who believe, the father of the faithful. The beggar died and was carried by angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in hell, where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in agony in this fire." We find out right away that in answer to the question, was the wealthy man who died spiritually poor, happy after he left this earth? The answer is no. He was not happy at all. In torment is one of the phrases used to describe the condition that he was in. In hell, where he was in torment. Some people think that hell is no big deal. I told you we needed to look at this a little bit. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham far away. And he asked Father Abraham to send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue, because, quote unquote, "I am in agony in this fire." In torment and in agony are the phrases used to describe what was going on with the rich man who was no longer rich in hell. He chose not to take any spiritual wealth when he died, and he could not take any material wealth when he died. No. Even the people who die in the Lord, if they're wealthy, won't be taking their wealth with them. Just as the angels carried Lazarus' spirit to Abraham, they carried Lazarus to Abraham, but they did not carry Lazarus' poverty to Abraham's side. They only carried Lazarus. And by the same token, while that rich man was in hell, he was not there with any of the money or the nice furniture or the nice clothes that he used to wear. None of that was taken with him. His body was left in the ground. His soul was carried to hell. Nothing that could bring pleasure was taken with him to hell. It was just him. I am in agony in this fire, the rich man said. The man who used to be rich said. But Abraham replied, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony." Lazarus was in agony on his earth, those painful sores that the dogs licked, that painful hunger that drove him to the point where he was willing to be laid at the rich man's gate so that the food that fell on the floor could be taken to him so that he could eat. And now things are reversed. The man who used to be rich has no wealth, no spiritual wealth or material wealth. And Lazarus is living in comfort, eternal comfort. I tell you, it's not a good idea, ladies and gentlemen, to reject the blessing that means the most. Remember, Acts 3:26, when God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. The most important blessing that any of us could receive is to be turned from our wicked ways. Because if we cling to our wicked ways, when we leave this earth, we will pay the price. We will pay the price. We too will be in agony. That's something that I really am asking that you not bring on yourselves. I really am. I'm asking you, don't do it. It's not worth it. It is not worth it. For all the pleasure, the comfort, the happiness that we'll experience in this lifetime, if we reject the blessing that means the most, it'll be all about agony and torment for all of eternity. In the next lifetime, it's not worth it. Go ahead and find out more about that which really, really is the blessing. I do mean the blessing, the blessing of blessings. And become spiritually wealthy so that when you leave this earth, like Lazarus, you'll be comforted. Stay with me. I'll be back.